This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Israel to take less intrusive action as the fight with Palestinian militants encircles Gaza's biggest hospital. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Shifa Hospital has had no power or water for 3 days. Thousands have fled amid the gunfire and bombings outside the sprawling facility.
The hospital must be protected.
The president followed minutes later by his national security advisor. Jake Sullivan says the U.S. has spoken with Israel about that.
And they have said they share that view, that they do not want to see firefights in hospitals.
Israel says Hamas is using the hospital as a command center without giving evidence. Sullivan would not speak to what U.S. intelligence knows, but says there are no easy answers for Israel as it tries to root out the militants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society says a race to find survivors under the rubble of destroyed buildings in Gaza has been thwarted by insufficient access for rescuers as Israel's military campaign in the enclave continues. While access to bombed-out areas is difficult, even the paramedics who are able to get through have no access to heavy machinery like bulldozers that could help clear ground to access any possible survivors under the rubble. Israel has allowed scores of aid trucks carrying food, water, and medical supplies, but no fuel to enter Gaza as the military campaign goes on. The Israeli military released a video on Monday of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with commanders and soldiers near the Gaza Strip fence, thanking them for their service. Israel launched its campaign last month to annihilate Hamas, the militant group which runs the Gaza Strip.